Fans ran at high speed in the American Legion Post 13 auditorium as outside temperatures inched up to 100 degrees. Tensions were also heated among the families of veterans who've had trouble receiving health care services once they're off the battlefield. Gloria Reed's son was recently turned away while on leave in Albuquerque.
When my son come to visit me from another state, when he first came home, I saw a situation that I felt he needed help. I sent him to the VA hospital. They told him that he had to return to his base in El Paso to be treated because that's where he was stationed. And what if a crisis had taken place here?
First District Representative Michelle Lujan Grisham, a Democrat, called that response unacceptable and pointed out that military health care is supposed to be seamless.
You know, in private insurance, if you're in another city and you're sick, you need an issue, they have to cover you. The same rules apply to TRICARE, active military, and to veterans. They have to provide continuity of care. That's clearly not going on here. So that's something we're going to get addressed.
Pierce responded that his staff is following up with constituents to resolve their issues.
But we also have these meetings to where our administrators are in front of the people. Too often they're not here. We as elected officials hear these every day. When they hear them, they go back with a renewed passion to make things better.
The Department of Veterans Affairs is tackling a backlog of more than 600,000 applications for health care coverage nationally. Here in New Mexico, advocates say vets are waiting an average of 3 months to see a doctor, and some end up using emergency rooms for primary care. Critics also point to a lack of communication among federal agencies like the Veterans Affairs Department and the Department of Defense, which handles active duty military personnel. Many issues veterans brought up at the forum centered around treatment for post-traumatic stress disorder and traumatic brain injuries. And there are other kinds of trauma troops experience, too. Diane Castillo coordinates the Women's Trauma Clinic in Albuquerque through the federal VA department. She says she's seeing cases of sexual trauma daily.
What I typically see in these women is that there's a high rate of military sexual trauma, MST, and so we're seeing a growing rate of combat trauma among our female veterans, now the younger ones.
Castillo says even though the Albuquerque site is the only clinic covering New Mexico and southern Colorado, patients who can't make the drive get their treatment through a telehealth system of video visits. Both Representatives Lujan Grisham and Pierce pledged to follow up on citizen complaints and said they were committed to reducing the backlog of cases. For KUNM, I'm Deborah Martinez.